Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 138 on October 31st, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Apache Corporation, United States Steel Corporation, and Cleveland Cliffs, Inc. And we discussed three new trades on Macy's, AT&T, and Schlumberger. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C. @theweeklyoption.com. And I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on the show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets fell more than 5% this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1,833 points, closing the week at 26,501 points. The S&P 500 index lost 195 points, finishing the week at 3,269 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic this week is a question, really, and it's, what trades do you put on in volatile markets? So with the elections happening in the U.S. this week, the presidential elections and several Senate and other high officials that are running for office, lots of people are expecting volatile markets, meaning the stock market can make a big move, you know, up or down, it can make a big move. And I would argue that it's likely priced into the market right now. So it's priced in already because the volatility index is priced, I think, around 38. It's priced pretty high, very high. What that means is that option prices are already being calculated using a high amount of implied volatility, or in other words, they're priced to account for the possibility of a large move in the stock market. Now, that being said, I'd still like to discuss trades that typically benefit from high volatility. First off, straddles are all about volatility. And with the straddle, you're buying a call and a put option on the same strike in the same month on the same underlying stock. And the challenge is that if you buy it, you need the market to move for more than the combined prices of both options before you start making money. So let's say you pay 25 cents for the call and the put. You need the stock market to move 50 cents before you start making any money. That gets to be a tough deal sometimes. So let's say in this situation, you pay $2 for the straddle, which might be more likely given the implied volatility that's already pretty high. You're going to need a strong move, a $2 move in either direction, either up or down, to even begin to make a profit. And the next trade that also works very similar to a straddle, it's basically a volatility trade, is a strangle. Now, it's similar to a straddle because you're going to be buying both a call option and a put option, but this time you're buying them on different strikes. And the challenge in this trade is that you still need the market to move beyond the strike by the combined amount you paid for both options. So that means you need an even bigger move for those straddle or for the strangles to really make money. And with both trades, if you buy it, then you need a big move in the underlying stock. And of course, if you sell this strategy, you actually don't want the market to move at all. So these two trades are trading pure volatility because they basically need, it doesn't matter whether the market goes up or down, they just require significant movement in order for the trades themselves to have any intrinsic value. So we'll see how this plays out this week in the market. And I can't help but take note of the high amount of volatility already priced in. I mean, 38 on the VIX is pretty high, especially relative to what we've seen lately. So that being said, I'm not one for taking the gamble on whether or not I feel like stock is going to move in one direction. And I'm also not one to say that I would go selling volatility either, because the markets can always move and do all sorts of crazy things. There's this quote, it's been, of course, several people have been given credit for this quote, but the quote is that the market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. And so that means that, you know, sure, we have a 38% in the VIX right now. The VIX could go to 60. Who knows what it'll do? Or it could be, you know, 25 by this time next week. So I'm not one to take that gamble. I'm definitely not going to sell the straddle. In fact, I'm more prone to wait this one out. I mean, the theme of this year, the theme of 2020 seems to be anything goes. I mean, all sorts of things have happened this year that I'm sure a year ago, many of us would have bet significant amounts of money that they wouldn't happen. And yet here we are. So I'm not sure that anything would surprise me at this point, but certainly if you're looking to capture the volatility or capture some volatility this week, volatility is already high and there's certainly some trade types out there that might interest you. I will be playing or staying the course, meaning I'm not altering my trading strategy, because ultimately, if you keep the same strategy, all you need is a handful more wins that you allow to fully earn out than losses, and you'll actually finish up on the year pretty well. So if you start swinging for the fences, all it takes is one or two strikes, and you may have really dinged your capital, the amount of money in your account, and it'll hurt you for you won't be able to afford to hit singles and make a little money each and every week, so that by the end of the year it adds up to something nice. So that's it for the topic of the week. I'm expecting a volatile week, but I'm not sure that the, in fact, it's not even that I'm not sure. I think the options market is already pricing it in. And of course, there's another trade I didn't mention, and that's simply just deciding that you're going to take one side. You're going to buy an out-of-the-money call option or out-of-the-money put option, expecting the market to really run one way or the other. But again, you know, those tend to be more like lotto tickets than, you know, a steady job. So if you're going to take a gamble, there are plenty of reasons to do it this week. For me, I'm going to stay the course and keep on going. So that being said, let's look at the trade review from last week. We'll start off with Apache Corporation. Symbol A is an alpha, P is in papa, A is in alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $9.28 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the November 9 half call at 85 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 11.5 or 11.5% return in 4 weeks. Well, Apache stock fell 98 cents, ending the week at $8.30 per share. The call option we sold lost 27 cents, which leaves us with a net loss of 71 cents per share on this trade. Now, you can lock in that 27 cents profit by buying the option back and then rolling the strike lower. And there's still 3 weeks left in November, so we could roll the strike lower by selling the November 8 half call at 83 cents. And if you roll to the lower strike, the maximum profit on this trade would be 32 cents if the stock finishes above $8.50 per share. While that's a far cry from our initial goal, it's still a possible way to end up with some profit on this trade and minimize the loss that you would lock in if you simply close the trade today. Next up, we're going to look at the credit spread on United States Steel Corporation, symbol X is an X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $9.95 per share. And I looked at selling the November 9 half 9 put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum loss of 33 cents per spread. Well, United States Steel lost 29 cents per share, ending the week at $9.66. The out of the money put spread we sold is still out of the money. If you were to cross the bid ask spread to close this trade, you would lock in a 13 cent loss. However, if stock were to end right here today, the trade would be a winner because it's still fully out of the money. Now, we are 33 cents above the break-even point right now, which means there's no need to close this trade or make any adjustments. I still like the stock chart. It looks fairly strong to me, and I like having sold a put spread on a stock that's been trending higher for so long. So all in, even with us selling a put spread and stock going a little bit lower, I still think this is the right trade to have on in this in United States Steel Corporation, and I would hold on to this if that fits your risk profile. So our final trade from last week is on Cleveland Cliffs. We did a debit spread on Cleveland Cliffs, symbol C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, F as in Foxtrot. At the time, the stock was trading for $8.67 per share. I looked at buying the November 8.5 call spread for 33 cents, which can give us a maximum gain of 17 cents or a 51.5% return in 4 weeks. Well, Cleveland Cliffs shares fell 39 cents this week, closing at $8.28 per share on Friday. The in-the-money spread that we bought is now at the money. And if you were to close the trade right now, you would lock in a 9-cent loss. The option I focus on at this point is that November 8 call that you bought, which is 28 cents in the money still. So we are 5 cents lower in intrinsic value. But as I look at the stock chart, this pullback looks like each of the previous pullbacks that preceded a move higher. Now, some people might want to exit the trade since we are below the break-even point, but I'm more prone to stay in this trade and give it a few more days to see if it's going to continue higher like it did in the previous times. Now, it all depends on your comfort with risk and how you set your own trading parameters, and that's what makes trading such an individual thing is you and I might look at the same chart, we might look at the same position, the same strategy, but our execution is going to be different because our personalities and the size of our accounts might be different. So that's it for this trade. I would look to give it a few more days and possibly hold on to this. But I'd certainly, when I give a trade a little bit more time, trust me, I have my finger on the exit button. I don't stay in longer. I don't need to be right. I'd rather be profitable than right. And so if I'm taking a loss or taking a hit and there's a way for me to hit the door, I'm going to exit and try to get on the right side of the trade. So that's just my personality. I know some people are a little bit different, but all depends on what you like and what you need. So let's get into the new trades for this upcoming week. And I'm going to break out a couple companies I haven't mentioned in a long time. We'll start off with the covered call on Macy's, symbol M as in Mike. Stock ended the week at $6.21 per share. I'm looking at buying the stock and selling the November 6.5 call at 50 cents, which gives us a maximum return of 12.72% in 3 weeks. Well, you enter this trade by buying Macy's stock for $6.21 per share and selling the November 6.5 call at 50 cents. Now, this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $6.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $5.71 per share. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $621, and you would collect $50 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread on AT&T, symbol T as in Tango. Stock ended the week at $27.02 per share. I'm looking at selling the November 27.5-28 call spread at 15 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 35 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the November 27.5 call at 45 cents and concurrently buying the November 28 call for 30 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $27.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $27.65. And in real terms, you would receive $15 per spread that you sell and have another $35 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread on Schlumberger, symbol S as in Sierra, L as in Lima, B as in Bravo. Stock ended the week at $14.94 per share. I'm looking at buying the November 15.5-15 put spread for 32 cents, which can give us a maximum possible gain of 18 cents or 56.25% return in 3 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the November 15.5 put for $1.28 and concurrently selling the November 15 put at 96 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $15 per share. Our break-even price on this trade is $15.18 per share. per share. And in real terms, you will pay $32 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for the trades for this week. Of course, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for the emails you write. It's always fun to get a little feedback. I'll tell you, this whole podcast medium is very, very interesting because you end up recording a show in front of a microphone, and I don't get to see you guys nodding your heads, or you don't get to interact with me directly because it's not a live show. It is recorded. Maybe I'll do a live show sometime soon just to give you guys a chance to hop on and interact with me, because that would be a lot of fun. But just speaking to a computer screen into a microphone, it's a little crazy to me. It still blows my mind that that's what this world allows via the internet. But I love it that you guys listen. Thank you so much. Thank you for following along with me on the trades as well. I mean, I get great feedback. You guys are the best fans. So thank you for sharing the show with other option traders that you know. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing on whatever channel you listen to me on. And as usual, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.